One says Shomer Aleph, the bottom. Money Mashmishim. Lora Behuda, the Lora Pshimon, the Lora Shaglid. Our Mishnah doesn't go either like a Behuda or like a Pshimon or Bill Shaglid. Mayi, where is this three way Machlokas? The Tanya, Chomet, Bain Lefnez Mano, Bain Lachers Mano, over Allah Balav. Talks Mano, over Allah Balav, the Korish give Rebuda. Rebuda holds a Chomet before this man, in other words, from Sheshos and onward, till the night, you're over Lav, if you eat Chomet. And after his Mano, if you were over on Maduem by the Motse, then Chomet's after Pesach is also Balav. And during Pesach, it's Alav and Korish. Rashi, bring the Fnez Mano, we say show such a texture. That's called the Fnez Mano. La'achas Mano, Misha over a Pesach. If it's Chomet, Shah over a Pesach, over a love of love. The Machlo, ain't no one is Korish. But before his Mano, and after his Mano, there's no Korish. Or Makanan before his love. Later on, the Gemara will explain where is there a love before Pesach and after Pesach. And Tov's Mano overload the Korish Balav. The only love of eating Chomet is during Pesach itself, and then there's Koris also. Yishua she'osher b'chile, osher b'hanot. And from the time that you're not allowed to eat chametz, it's osher b'hanot too, and that esen l'tanakama. That goes according to Yehuda. We'll see one second why. So that's the second sheet, the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds there's no lav to eat chametz before Pesach or after Pesach, and during Pesach is an isher Koris too. Rav Yosef Aglili Omer Tamal Atzmacha Hey Chomet Osher Banoah Kol Shiva. And Rav Yosef Aglili argues, and even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that during Pesach, there's an Isser Hanoah. Rav Yosef Aglili holds that then even before Pesach, when it's Osher to eat, you can't have Hanoah either. Rav Yosef Aglili holds there's no Isser Hanoah even during Pesach. Hey Chomet Osher Banoah Kol Shiva. Right? How could chametz be asher ba'anoah even during Pesach? And the Gemara explained what his tamia is, why it's impossible according to him that chametz should be asher ba'anoah. Rashi b'shah she'asher b'achila, hainu m'sheishol shlamal. This goes back on Rabbi Yehuda that whenever chametz is asher b'achila, it's asher ba'anoah too. The amor and the fnez mana b'lav, the homdos Rabbi Yehuda komerlo. The mefarish b'gemara esen l'tanakama. Right, that the Bryce explains, the Gemara explains, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and later on the Gemara will explain why Dafka Rabbi Yehuda, why he can't go according to Shim. Tama l'atzmacha, d'afilo b'toch ha'moi, ko'amer d'mutter b'anoh. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that even during Pesach, chametz is mutter b'anoh, v'kom etame ahani d'asher. And he's wondering on those who say it's asher, how could you say it's asher? Now the Gemara is going to go over each of the shittas, and then we'll see if our Mishnah fits any of them. The Menayim Ochel Chomets M'sheishos L'mala She'over B'losase. Right? How do you know that if you eat Chomets from the sixth hour on, that you're over a lav? She'ne'emar L'sochal Alav Chomets Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Torah says L'sochal Alav Chomets. Omar L'Rav Shimon V'chiyef Shalom Arkein. Can you say that that lav is going on before Pesach? Balo kvar ne'emar lo sochal of chomet shivas yamin tochal of matzah. The Maisa, in that pasuk that says lo sochal alav chomet, alav is going on the Korban Pesach. It's mashma that you can't eat chomet from the time that you could bring the Korban Pesach, which means from the sixth hour and on, Erev Pesach. You can't eat chomet. It's a lav. Maisa, the end of the pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Tochal of Matzahs. Should eat matzahs 7 days on the Korban Pesach. Like Mashma, that this lav of chametz is only when you have to eat matzah. That's during the 7 days, not before Pesach. In Cain, Matzah Hamad Lomel Asocha of chametz. What's the pshat then? You shouldn't eat chametz on the Korban Pesach. B'shah sheyeshno b'kum echol matzah, yeshno b'bal tochal chametz. But the Maisa, this is what the Rav Shimon said, that since the Torah compares eating chametz to eating matzah, only when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah is there an issur to eat chametz. And that's only during the 7 days. So what's talk of Shabbat Rabbi Yehuda? My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Talta Kroixiv. Because Rabbi Yehuda says there's three separate psukim that tell me you can't eat chametz. Lo ye ochel chametz is one. The chol machmetz is lo sochelu. And lo sochlu alav chametz. Why do you need three separate psukim if they're all talking about the same time? Chad lifnei zmano. One's telling me that it's also to eat chametz before Pesach. The chad la'achar zmano. And one for chametz sho'over lava Pesach. The chad la'toch zmano. And one for during Pesach itself. And even though Tosus points out, only one of them says lo ye ochel, which is an Isser HaNoah, according to Chizkia, the Maisa, we learn what to call all of them from each other. And therefore, there's an Isser HaNoah, Lifnei Zmano, and La'achar Zmano, and Toch Zmano, but there's no Isser Koris. Koris is only Toch Zmano. Rashi. Mishor Shoska Bachila, don't eat chametz on the Korban Pesach at the time that you can bring the Korban Pesach. That's when the sun starts to go to the west, and that's what's called Tehor Bayim. That's when you can shech the Korban Pesach. And since it says L'Shochal Alav, it means from that time on. Okay, let's go on. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds his three separate psukim, one for his before Zmano, one Toch Zmano, one after Zmano. Rabbi Yehuda has an answer to Shimon Steiner that in that same pasuk that it says, Lo socha l'alav chametz, which means, he says, before the Zman, from the time of the Korban Pesach, it also says, Shivas Yomim Toch l'alav matzah. It's mashma that eating matzah and not eating chametz at the same time. When it says Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon do with these three psukim? He holds his only in Isser Toch Zmano. Lifnei Zmano and Achar Zmano, there's no lot. What does Reb Shimon do? Chad l'Toch Zmano. One of them is for during Pesach. You're not allowed to eat chametz as Isser Koritz. The Chol Machmetz is Miboy Aleich L'Tzanya. The other pasuk is not talking about a different time. It's talking about a different kind of chametz. Ein li'alushin is chametz me'elam. I might think that the only chametz you're over on is chametz that became chametz by itself. The dough rose by itself. You left it enough time to become chametz. Machmas davar achar minay. What if something didn't become chametz by itself, but it needed something external to make it chametz? Talmud Lomar kol machmetzes lo sochelu. That's what it said. Machmetzes is something that became chametz from something else. Lo ye ochel chametz mi boi aleich etzanya. And the other pasuk, lo ye ochel chametz, you need for the next thing, etzanya. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, and lie in the Pesach Mitzrayim. She'ein chimutz al noeg el yom echad. How do you know that the first Pesach in Mitzrayim, there was only an Isra chametz that first day? The whole 7 days it was an Asher chametz, only the first day. Talmud Lomar, lo ye ochel chametz, the Sonechlei, Hayom Yo'atem Yotzim B'chodesh Ha'aviv. Hayom, don't eat chametz today. That's by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Isser chametz is only one day. So Rabbi Shimon needs these three psukim. Only one of them is to tell me the Isser of eating chametz. One is to tell me that even chametz that became chametz through something else is Asher. And the other one holds, the other pasuk is to tell me that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Isser of Chametz, is only one day. Maral says that it only became a 7 day yantiv when the culmination of freedom was Kriyas Yamsuf. Then the whole 7 days became a time of Cherus. But in Mitzrayim, each thing was separate. So they went out of Mitzrayim, that was one day. Then they traveled till Kriyas Yamsuf, and then what's going to happen Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Yitzias Mitzrayim was only what's it called one day at the time, and therefore was only Nisr Chametz one day. But afterwards, after Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole 7 days became a Zman of Cherus, and therefore there was Nisr Chametz Ledoros the whole 7 days. Okay, Rashi. Menayin Right? The Girsa, proper Girsa, Rashi says, is, and my thing from Chometz, it means it became Chometz by itself. But if it became Chometz because something else induced it to be Chometz, maybe not over on that kind of Chometz. So you have a pasuk called Machmetzes. Menayim l'pesach Mitzrayim, shol nagabo Yisra Chometz, ele yonecha. The whole Yisra Chometz of the Yisias Mitzrayim was only the first day. Talmud Lomar, lo yochal Chometz, the somech le hayom latem yotzi, lo yochal Chometz hayom, don't eat it today. That's a smuch. Okay, so now, Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda know these other halachas? He uses these three psukim, one for before Pesach, one for after Pesach, and one for during Pesach. Where does he know these other halachas that Rabbi Shimon learns from them? Rabbi Yehuda, machmas davar akramin aleh, right? Where does Rabbi Yehuda know that chametz that became chametz from something else, that you're over on it? You don't need the whole pasuk to tell me that halacha. The Torah could have said a second time, though, lo yochal chametz. Okay? Kol chametz lo socha. Why did it say kol machmetzes lo sochelu? From the lashon of machmetzes, that we learn that it means what's it called, even chametz that became a chametz from something else. But the ikar lav is going on Lifnei Zmana, or on, what's it called, or an Acher Zmana, whichever one. The Rosag Lila Minole, how does he know the halacha that the Chometz, the Isher Chometz of Yitzias Mitzrayim is only one day? Ibai Seimim with Somech Lehayom. And Echonami, the Iker Lav doesn't come to tell me that. The Iker Lav comes to tell me that Chometz is Asher, what's it called, after the Zman. But the fact that it put it right next to Hayom, from that we learn that it was only Noeg then, one day. Ibo Yisema, Smuchim Lodorish, and Echonami doesn't hold it, Rabbi Yosef Lila. He holds it even by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chometz was also all 7 days, not just one day. So he doesn't learn that Rosh Hashanah. Rashi, Ibo Yisema, Smuchim Lodorish, Rabbi Huda. Ela b'mishne Torah. But Yehuda doesn't learn this midah of smuchin, that just the fact that things are put next to each other, that you learn from that. Only in Mishneh Torah. V'hachi shamin leva perakama diyavamos, and anachinami, that's what the Gemara says in the first perak of Yavamos, hilkach les leit Rav Yosef Lili, he doesn't hold it this Rasha, and he holds the chametz was aser all 7 days by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he surely doesn't need that pasuk to tell me the drasha of Rav Yosef Lili. But even if he does, it's not the whole pasuk you need, just the smuchin, just the fact that it's put next to the pasuk of Hayom Atem Yotzim. And the Ikar Lav he learns for either before or after Pesach. Omar Mar, now we're going back. Minayim la'ochel chomets misheshos lamala shu over below sase. This is Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that if you eat chomets after sheshos erev Pesach, you're over a lav? Shenemar lo sochal alav chomesh div Rabbi Yehuda. Omer lo Rabbi Shimon, v'chiev shalom, okay? V'alo kvar nemar lo sochal alav chomesh shivas yomim, sochal alav matzah. The Torah compares eating chomesh to eating matzah. Eating matzah only starts at night. So how could it be that the Isra of chomesh starts already from the sixth hour? Rabbi Yehuda shaper chomer Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to answer? Rabbi Shimon said, good. The pasuk itself that you're learning, that chametz is usher before Pesach, lo socha lo lav chametz, right, says Beferish that the Isser chametz and the Isser and the mitzvah of matzah coincide. But Rabbi Yehuda omer lecha, ahu lekogel chovo afil b'zman hazeh. That which it says, shivas yomim lo socha lo chametz, what's it called, shivas yomim tochol of matzos, right, is not to tell me that the times are the same. No, the time of Isser chametz starts 6 hours before the mitzvah of matzah. But he comes to tell me another halacha, that just like eating matzah, just like eating chametz, is asher achilu b'zman hazeh, so to eating matzah is a chiyu. Doesn't come to tell me something about chametz, comes to tell me something about matzah. Whenever you can't eat chametz, you have to eat matzah. And even in a time when there's no Korban Pesach, there's not Hashem, so I might think that the mitzvah of matzah is only an extension of Achilles Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you have to eat with matzah and morah. But if there's no Korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah of matzah. Comes along, the Torah says no. Whenever there's an issur of chametz, not time-wise, but in what's it called, in history, whenever there's a period when there's an issur of chametz, which is across the board, even when there's no Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat a matzah. Where it says, Rav Shimon, l'kovo chova menoleh, how do you know that? He says that you need this to tell me that whenever there's an issur, whenever there's a mitzvah of matzah, there's an issur of chametz. And there's no issur of chametz before Pesach, just like there's no mitzvah of matzah. So where do we know, according to Rav Shimon, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's man hazeh, when there's no Korban Pesach? But it says, Nafkalem in the Erev Toklu Matzah. It's a separate pasuk that doesn't mention Korban Pesach with Achilas Matzah. It says, the Erev Toklu Matzah. So, it doesn't mention Korban Pesach. From that pasuk, I learned that even when there's no Korban Pesach, there's a separate mitzvah to eat matzah. Some learn that that mitzvah of matzah is a separate mitzvah b'chlal, and that mitzvah applies even when there is Korban Pesach. And there's two separate mitzvahs of matzah when there is Korban Pesach. One is matzah that is part of the Korban Pesach, and the other is the matzah by itself. And you can combine both of them with the same matzah. But there are differences of halacha for the matzah that comes with Korban Pesach and for the matzah that you combine the mitzvah of matzah by itself. So if you have all the conditions, you don't say both by eating matzah with Korban Pesach. But it could be that there are certain halachas that apply to the matzah of Korban Pesach that don't apply to the matzah by itself and vice versa. And others don't know that there's only one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah with Korban Pesach when there's a Korban Pesach. That mitzvah of eating matzah extends even when there is no Korban Pesach. Same mitzvah. Except that we have a pasuk that tells me that even though there's no Korban Pesach, there's still a chiyuv of matzah in a time when there is no Korban Pesach. The Maisa, though, most shitas hold that is what's it called only by matzah. There's no special pasuk that says that there's a mitzvah of eating morah. So b'zman hazeh, morah is the rabbanon. The Gemara says later on. Because it doesn't say anywhere the erev toklu morah. It just says al matzah sumrorim yochlu. That's a special din in Korban Pesach. So b'zman hazeh, there is no mitzvah of eating morah min haTorah, only with the Rabbanah. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, l'chor, what does Rabbi Yehuda need that pasuk be'erev toklu matzos? Miboyele l'tomei v'shehoye b'derech rechoka. A person who is tomei, or is b'derech rechoka, is potter from eating Korban Pesach. Right? In other words, at the time of Shchitas HaPesach, he was tomei. Even though he got there in the afternoon, so conceivably, he could make Korban Pesach. He's potter from Korban Pesach. So he's not going to bring Korban Pesach, even though he's there. Or a Tomei, who could eat Korban Pesach at night. He's Tomei in the daytime. He could have somebody else shach for him. He's still potter from Korban Pesach. He has to bring Pesach Sheni. So I might think, so kedai techamin ahoel v'pesach lo yochal matzu moronomi lo mecha. It's talking at a time where there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So there, the mitzvah of matzah and morah is over the Korban Pesach. So I might think if there's no Korban Pesach, then there's no matzah. The only time the chayiv in matzah is either bizman hazeh, when there's no Korban Pesach at all, or when you're eating Korban Pesach, bizman hapesach. But if it's bizman hapesach, and you're not going to eat Korban Pesach, then you're not chayiv in matzah. For that, Rabbi Yehuda needs a pasuk to erev toklu matzah. And here it's mashma, lo yochal matzah u'morah. That if you learn it from here, that you're makish matzah and morah together. Since we're talking at a time when al matzah sumrorim yochluhu, it is shayach that pasuk. It's just that you're potter from Korban Pesach, that even though you're not going to be eating Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah and morah. Another hold note, that's only matzah, this is special halach. And it's morah bizman hazeh. Pretty much the Gemara says it's only the Rabbanon. If the pasuk comes to tell me that There's a chiyuv of matzah b'shman hazeh, even though there's no Korban Pesach at all. Then it only tells me matzah. You can't learn more from that. But if it's coming to tell me Rabbi Yehuda, then the time when there is Korban Pesach, but you specifically are going to be eating Korban Pesach, you still have to eat matzah and more. Right? Not left after matzah. And some Yishonim learn, no, there also more is left after. It means matzah you have to eat. But more is only with Korban Pesach. Rav Shimon, Tomei v'shoye v'derech rechoka lo yitzrichro. Rav Shimon, where is he going to learn that even in the time when there was Korban Pesach, Rav Shimon says, in the time when there's no Korban Pesach, then there's still a chiyuv of matzah. But how about where there is Korban Pesach? And then the ikar chiyuv of matzah and morer is with the Korban Pesach. But you're not eating Korban Pesach, maybe there is no chiyuv of matzah. It's either matzah by itself without Korban Pesach, or matzah with Korban Pesach. But if you're at the time of Korban Pesach, and you're not going to be higher than Korban Pesach, maybe that's a good potter from matzah. Where is Rav Shimon? No, that halacha can't learn it from Be'er of Tochlu Matzos, because he learns that's talking about a time when there's no Pesach at all. But if there is a Pesach, maybe the Pesach market. There's no even in the pasuk for that. The logora me ora lo ben necher. No different than an ora lo ben necher. They also don't eat Korban Pesach. An ora is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, even if he's a tzaddik. His brothers died because of Mila. He's not allowed to have a bris Mila. He's an oral. He's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Or a ben necha. A person from the snakru maisav ba'aviv shabashem. A mummer. A mummer also, you're not allowed to give a mummer to eat Korban Pesach. Because it's Kodesh. Dechsi b'chol orel lo yochabo bohu en ochel. And there we have a pasuk that the orel only doesn't eat Korban Pesach. But he could eat matzah. Right? So they, and the same thing Lechora goes by a Ben Necha. He's only not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but he has to eat matzah. And they ask Lechora by a Ben Necha, what's the Habamina that he shouldn't eat matzah? Tosha says, Korban Pesach is Dabar Kodesh, Korban. So Ben Necha can't eat a Korban. But matzah has no Kedusha. Why would I think that matzah he shouldn't eat? He's a Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. He's Chayiv to do tshuva, and to eat Korban Pesach. So he's not a chayiv in matzah. But he's just not allowed to eat Korban Pesach because it's Kodesh. But it's not that he's not chayiv. But he's chayiv to do tshuva. Stosha is talking about a case where he did tshuva, but after what's it called, the zman of Shechitas HaPesach. So he wasn't counted on a Korban Pesach. So I might think, even though now he did tshuva, still he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Maybe he's not allowed to eat matzah either. The mashmalo and matzah is allowed to eat Korban Pesach mat. Rashi. L'tomei v'shoye v'derek rechoka. Sh'af al pi she'eno olse Pesach chay v'achilas matzah. Even though he's not going to be in Korban Pesach, that night he has to eat matzah. Lo necha lo michay nischayev. Right? And what's it called? I might think he's not chayev to eat matzah by an oral and a ben nechar. Oral, shemesu echo machmas mila. Ben nechar, mishnes nakru maisav lovish vashemayim, velo lechol haTorah. It's not talking where he's a mummer lechol haTorah. He'll eat matzah. He's just, what's it called, a mummer lechol haTorah. And a mela, he wants to eat matzah, but he's not allowed to eat chametz. Ksiv bahai oral ben nechar, uksiv tomei v'shoye v'derech rechoka. The letter, the lechol matzos. The apple got the matzah yolek minay, even though you could learn one from the other. He'll got itzrich hekesha lekov no yoyed. No, you didn't. Okay. So Rav Shimon says, you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that what's it called, tomei and hoya v'derech rechoka. Eat matzah, even though you're not actually bringing Korban Pesach, because that I know from the oral and Ben Necha, where it says the Therish, lo yochal po. They can't eat Korban Pesach, but they have to eat matzah. Rabbi Yehuda, ksib bahai, you know, you need it by both. You need a pasuk to tell me that Tomei and Derech Rechoka have to eat matzah, and oral and Ben Necha. You need both. That pasuk has to say it by both. Rashi, ksib bahai, oral Ben Necha, uksib Tomei v'shoi b'derech Rechoka, to lechol matzah. You need a pasuk by both of them to tell me that both of them eat matzah. The apple got the matzah yolet mine, even though you could learn one from the other. Hilka chitzrich hekeisha lekovo chova. And therefore, since you need two different psukim to tell me that this man korban pesach, if you're not going to be eating korban pesach, either because you're an oral or a tameh, or because, or an oral or a benecher, or because you were bederech rechoka or your tameh, right? Now you need another pasuk to tell me that the erev tochlu matzah is what you call the chova, even bizman hazeh, when nobody eats korban pesach. That's a bigger chiddush. When there is no korban pesach at all, still you have to eat matzah. Umikroy achrinei tuva. I have this other psukim. Kigon shiva shomim matzos tochelu. Go matzos yochel. And shiva sayomim. Lo nafkele kviyas chova. There's many psukim that say you have to eat matzah. Before, why don't we learn it from those psukim? Why are we limiting only to these psukim? Those psukim don't tell me that you have to eat matzah. The only have to eat matzah is the first night. The psukim that refer to having to eat matzah, right, are the first night of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no chova. It's not you have to, but if you can't eat chametz, mela, what you can eat in place of chametz is matzah. But not you have to eat matzah. But it's like a lava bomech lala say. Don't eat chametz, rather eat matzah. The imrach of lizen shalomi chametz for shalomi matzah should be other. If you want to eat either, it's fine. But if you're not, if you're going to eat something with grain, don't eat it chametz, eat it instead matzah. But it's not telling you have to eat matzah. It's just telling you can't eat chametz. The teda, the kuluk shiva shiva sayomim. The chovas matzah in a lila risha. All those other psukim speak about eating matzah all 7 days. And we know the mitzvah of matzah is only the first night. That pasuk, right, we learn that there's a chiyuv of matzah when there's a mitzvah of the achilas pesach. A matzah sumrorim aklu. Just like korban pesach, you eat the first night, not the rest of pesach. So to matzah, you eat the first night. Even the hekesh, that when there's no korban pesach, is only for the first night. The hekesh tells me that you're chayiv matzah even when there's no korban pesach, but only the first night. Even though it says tilchol of matzos shivas yomim, it doesn't mean mamish to eat matzah all 7 days. It means whenever there is a even if there's no mitzvah of pesach, whenever there's a chiyuv, an isser of chametz, there's a mitzvah of matzah, but they don't coincide the same time, right? The mitzvah of isser of chametz applies all 7 days. And the mitzvah of matzah only applies the first night. But even when there's no korban pesach, as long as there's a mitzvah chametz, there's a mitzvah eat matzah, whatever that mitzvah is. Ela laila harishon. So here this famous machlokas, Rishonim, and the Tumagon, is also of that opinion. There's a chizkuni, that even though the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah the whole 7 days, that means a chiyuv. But there's a mitzvah kiyubis. If you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah kiyumis. Just like by sukkah. There's only a chiyuv to eat the first night in the sukkah. The rest of the days, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Or if you don't want to eat those things that require sukkah, you don't have to eat them. If you eat those things that require sukkah, you have to eat a sukkah. By matzah, it's the same thing. You don't have to eat matzah. You can eat fish. But if you're going to eat matzah, you get a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah. The only thing connected, a chova, it's called rishus. It's not mandatory, so it's rishus, but it doesn't mean rishus. It means a mitzvah. But a mitzvah that's not mandatory is also called rishus. And other rishonim, achronim learn, there's absolutely no mitzvah at all. You get no mitzvah for eating matzah the whole 7 days. It's just that you're mekayim, not eating chametz, bepoel. In other words, if you don't eat anything of grain, so it's not that you're not eating chametz, you're not eating anything similar. But if you eat matzah, then bepoel, you're not eating chametz. So, you don't have a mitzvah, but you're makayim the
love of not eating chametz in a positive, in an active way. Okay, there's a few things over here. One is, according to Reb Shimon, there's no love of chametz before Pesach or after Pesach. But before Pesach, Bechari, you're not allowed to eat chametz for a different reason, because you have to destroy it. Tashbishu chametz, mibatechet. So there are three different shittas in Rishonim. If Reb Shimon holds, lemaisa, you're not allowed to eat chametz before Pesach or not. There's no love. There's no love of eating chametz. But is there an issue? Okay. So some hold that according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to eat chametz. I tashbisu, you could be mashbisu by eating. That's a balamor. The balamor says, when the Torah said get rid of it, you could get rid of it by eating. Then there's what's it called, the some say, the Tosfos, Ramban, that since the Torah said tashbisu, it means shelo kederech achila or kederech hano. And therefore, you're not allowed to have any yisur achila and an yisur hano, what's it called, before the Pesach. You can't be nehenna from it, and you can't eat it. The Torah said, get rid of it, burn it. Any way that's not, that you won't have any enjoyment from it. So according to Reb Shimon, it's also b'achila and b'hano, not milav, but from the yisur of tashbisu. It's a biklase. And according to others, the other shot, what's it called, it's mutter bahana, but it's also bachil. In other words, while you're getting, we could burn it and be nehenna from it, while you're burning it. But what's it called, but achila is not called tashbisu. So there's three sheets. One is that it's also bachila and hana, because that's not tashbisu. Tashbisu is shelo kederech hana. Another shita is that it's asur only b'achila, but hanoa you can have as you burn it. And Tosfos still holds that mitrabon and they asur hanoa, because we're afraid that what's it called, you come to eat it while you're being a henna, if you burn it slowly, little at a time. And then there's a sheet that holds you can eat it. According to Shimon, there's no isur b'chlal. Tashbisu doesn't prescribe you eating it. You could get rid of it by eating it. And you're makayim tashbisu by eating. Okay, so what's this? This Tosfos in the Ramban hold, it's also b'achila, but not b'hano. The Balamor holds it's mutter b'achila, and the Ran holds that it's also b'hano too. When the Torah said tashbisu, it meant shaloka derech hano. So that's one thing. Another thing is, nishchametz al yedei dover acher. So Tosfos brings down that dover acher means something that's not chametz itself. Because there's no havamina to say that something ain't chametz from other chametz, then it should be mutter. When it's all one big chametz. It's talking where you put wine shmarim, right? The residue of the wine, the bottom of the casks, right? You put that into the dough and made the dough rise. So that's called nishametz ayyadei dovrachim. So they ask, how could that be? If you put wine into flour, it's not nishametz. Only water makes chametz. But fruit juices don't make chametz. It's not nishametz. So if you put shmarim of wine in dough, why should that be chametz? So they say a very simple chiluk. Where you have water and flour, right, and you put shmarim to make it chametz, so then it's making the water and the flour chametz fast or whatever. Just like according to those that say that if you have fruit juice with water, it makes it even the chametz even faster. But where you have only wine and flour, there's no water at all, that can't become chametz. But where there is water, there's already dough, and you want to make the dough chametz, that shmarim of yayin can do it. Okay, we already said that there's a machlokas. Bizman hazeh moris rabbanim. If you learn from be'erev tochlu matzos, bizman hazeh, it's only matzah. But bizman korban pesach, where we have another pasuk, that even though you're going to be potter from pesach, you personally, since it's a mitzvah of korban pesach, you still chayiv to eat matzah, could be that you have more or two min haTorah, since it's a time of Korban Pesach, and everybody else is eating matzah and maror with the Korban Pesach min haTorah, even though you're not going to eat the Korban Pesach, you have more or two. And some Rishonim will know it's just like Bizman HaZeh. The mitzvah of maror is only with the Korban Pesach. If you're not actually eating the Korban Pesach, then there's no mitzvah of maror ever. And others will know there's no mitzvah of maror when there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But where there is a mitzvah, but you don't have that mitzvah for some reason, then maror still for you is min haTorah.